Hello?
Hey, Leo.
Yeah.
Hey, Leo, this is John with Local Splash.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good, doing good. I'm the
You
one who.
disappear after you sign me in, man.
I did. I told you I was going on a vacation.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, I wanna be honest with you, man. Is everything you tell me is getting so weird, and it's no result at all, man.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you wanna see on the app what I'm receiving.
I'm on the app right now. I pulled it up before I called you.
Yeah.
Let's see, 9 local leads, 7 listings created, a website has been
How
created.
many? How many leads I receive it?
9. It's in the app. Go to the app. Has all the numbers, everything in there, when they came in. There's one that came in on the first, 2 days ago.
Okay.
There's one that came in yesterday.
Local leads?
See the leads? 9 of them.
This one.
There's 9 of them. And there's also a website created.
I know, but what leads? This one. The Hernandez and the Federico. That's people looking for a job, man.
They called you off Google looking for work to like a job?
No, that's a Facebook. That's a Facebook thing.
Okay. We're running Facebook ads for you too.
Yeah, but they're looking for a job.
They're looking for jobs?
Yeah.
Okay. So they contacted you through there. I mean, what we do is we create the listings and we put them in a position for customers to, potential prospects to be able to find you. Some people probably looked up landscaping companies and called you because they were looking for somebody to offer a job. And then, we also built the website for you too. I mean, the reality is you're only 2 weeks into it. I mean, this is a very small sample size. You expect a flip of the switch and for you to be a millionaire tomorrow, it's not going to happen. But if you want to build a long-term successful marketing strategy where you're getting a consistent flow of new leads and recurring leads.
But that was not your explanation when we opened the account. Your explanation said you're gonna get a result the first month.
Yeah, you will be
You're
able to see
starting to
results, but
see people.
you're not even through the first month. You're
But
2 weeks in and
like
you're
to be
hitting
honest,
panic.
I don't receive any like approved leads. They're looking for get a job done.
You're not
Can you
paying
tell me
for
what?
leads with us.
I know that's the same shit, man. That what I say, whatever you guys doing in there, I don't receiving like I told you early, to be me a business and to be an investment on something is something is something don't produce on what I invest on 1 month or like I don't see result. It's wasting money, man.
Leo, you're
I
not
don't
even
see.
a month in. You're 2 weeks
I
in.
know, I know, I know. It totally makes sense, but I let you know what's going on. Everything I see
I'm
in
letting
there.
you know that you're
Well,
on a Facebook ad.
you should have told me this one when we opened the account. You say,
I
"Oh,
did.
you're gonna start see your page, the first landscaper on the first page." Go Google it, and the company is not even on the first page. And now you say,
Your Google
oh, you
verification. We had to build your website. Your
know.
Facebook
No,
ads
no, no.
are up and running.
Hey,
What are you talking about?
I don't say you don't build it. What I
Okay.
say
Let
is if like at
let me
some point.
take a step back. Can I take a step
No,
back
no.
now?
Let me talk. Let me
No, you're
talk
not.
because you don't let me talk.
You're not talking. You're yelling at me. You're
Whoa,
yelling.
because
There's
you
a
don't let
difference
me
between
talk.
talking and
Every
yelling.
time when I look, every time I want to talk or I want to speak, you interrupt me. So how you gonna
I'm
know what I say?
responding, but if you don't want me to respond, I won't respond. Go ahead.
Well, the thing is, I know you guys building the website and whatever, but I don't getting results. Like example on the Google, if you type a landscaper, my company don't come out on the first page. And now you tell me, oh, you have to wait, you have to wait. Well, you should have told me that one on the beginning. You say, oh, after you sign it out, your page is going to be the first company on the page on Google.
You will be.
But, well, that's now you tell me you will be, but not the first thing when you sign in.
I didn't
that's
say
what
it would
you say.
Tomorrow. I didn't say it would happen right away.
Well, right now, it's between what I say.
I have the recording of the entire conversation. Google records all of my calls, too. We're a Google partner.
Hey, so. I'm not a stupid. I remember what exactly words we say, and you was like, oh, hey, man, look, it's very, right now you're even there, you're going to come out, and you're going to type it in, and your company's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
You should have told me, hey, that's a process. That's a process. He's not going
to
be there in the first month, and blah. You should have told me that, man. Oh, you're going to see the result in the first 3-4 weeks, and blah, blah, blah. You're going to see people calling you the soon you sign in. How people gonna call me when either you type it in?
9 calls in 2 weeks.
Nice call from who? People looking for job?
Okay. So
for the other you go check it out the numbers. Go check it out. Call them.
Right.
Okay, call them and see what kind of job they needed. Let me know. Let me know what job they needed.
Okay, Lionel. Is this how you do business? Because we built the website for you. You're 2 weeks in. It's a month-to-month service.
Because
you're telling me
I got a my lead.
Nobody lied to you. That's factual, and I'm going to settle that right now. Nobody lied to you. I'm the one who signed you up. I didn't lie to you. I don't do that.
You're telling
me that I lied to you in order to get you to sign up. That's what you're
That's
telling
a truth. That's a truth because
That's
you don't tell
truth.
Me that you don't tell
That's
me the reality. You
That's
don't tell
the
me the reality because
there's
after
nothing
you
different happening for you right now that is different than any other business that is on the first page of Google. We've been doing this for 21 years. You're not
okay,
getting any lower results.
But,
you're not getting worse results. You're getting better results for less than half the price. I charge you $249. Your website's built. You have calls within the first 2 weeks on a month-to-month service.
Hey, but okay, let me say,
calling me, yelling at me.
No, no, no. Wait a second. Wait a second. Because you're telling me I received 9 calls from Cool. Did you check
so
the?
Now you're
the,
mad
the,
at what I didn't say to you or what I did say?
Well, everything that you explained it. You're explaining wrong, man.
No, I didn't.
Well, on the first month, you're not going to get no result. Like, example, you right now, you're telling me,
you weren't going to get results because I have clients all the time that get results in the first month. You could see you have Facebook ads running right now, and you have calls in your dashboard. So my clients
okay.
do see results within the first month. You're not happy with the results in 2 weeks. And even though we've built you a site and done a lot of things for you, for $249,
okay.
normally charge $600 for.
That's the offer you offer me. Now you blame me on me because you charge me $240 when the price was so.
Nobody's blaming
that's
anybody.
That's what you offer me.
Only you're blaming.
It's like example. If I call do an estimate and then I tell the customer, hey, I cannot charge you like $240 for this one. And then I take longer. I cannot blame on the customer. No,
you
I cannot do the job,
favor,
and that's it.
You do a customer a favor, and then they complain to you about it and the results of it, and then
no, you don't. No. You offer me the job that you guys cannot do, and then I try to call you, and then okay, wait a second, and then now you're telling me. I tell you, I don't get no zero recall, no zero. Customer from you guys since I signed out. You're telling me I get 9 leads from you guys? 9 customer? What
customer?
Can you prove
leads and customers?
Okay. Can you prove me what customer I receive it? People looking for job? Yeah, okay. that I received call from Angie. Hey, we received information that you want some more.
Read your service agreement when you signed up with us. Does it say that we were going to give you customers or guarantee you customers for $249? Did it say that anywhere? Did I say that? No. Can you?
So what?
Are you going to let me talk?
Yeah.
We're doing local search engine optimization for you. That's what it is. We built your website. We're running ads on Facebook. We don't have any control over how many customers you get, when you're going to get customers. All we're doing is making sure that real human beings, when they go on Facebook, if they look up landscaping, they're going to be able to see you. You're going to be advertised to them. Same thing with Google. Google, you have to go through a verification. You haven't completed the verification. Once the verification is completed, then you'll be able to see yourself on the first page of Google. Right now, you can look up Leo's Landscaping, see yourself, but not for landscape services in Vancouver. So there's still a process to that. What you're going to do is panic and hit the eject button before you even get to the point of seeing profitability. And you're going to burn a bridge with people who are already working on it. You're 75% of the way there, and you're telling us you're screaming at us. You're hanging up on the reps that are trying to help you. We have like 6 different people that try to help your business today. 6 human beings is their job. And what are you doing? You're yelling at these people saying, hey, I paid $250. You lied to me. Da, 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 da. Nobody lied to you. The reality is every business on the first page of Google has to go through this verification process. Once you're on the first page of Google, yes, you get customers better than any other way of getting customers on God's green earth, because people use Google to search for things, Leo.
Okay. Very simple. Earlier you tell me I don't sign in for a credit customer or anything.
No,
so what I'm doing? You say on the agreement, you say it's nothing saying that I can a credit card. So what I sign in for getting people looking for jobs or what?
To end up getting customers. That's your ultimate goal, right? And I'm not saying you won't get customers from being on the first page of Google, but you do have to go through the steps to get on the first page of Google.
Okay. Okay. Remember the things that I said when we on the process to signing. Remember the things that I said? Do you remember the some words that I say, hey, if I don't care what soul because I'm a landscaper, if I don't get like, you know, what soul like getting people call me. Remember you say you maybe gonna get like between 3 to 6 customer on that process. Mm-hmm. Remember?
Yeah, it's doable.
Maybe you don't promise me nothing, and I totally accept that one. But you say you maybe gonna get more or you maybe gonna get less.
Exactly.
On this moment, I'm telling you, all the customer, I getting 0 customer, and you say you don't promise me nothing. Yes, you don't promise me nothing, and also I don't sign now anything that say I was supposed to be getting. So I telling you, that's do you think is okay to be me here?
Absolutely, you're a business owner that's investing in the future.
Well, if that's a, okay. So how long they gonna take to I can see result?
I told you before you even handed me your credit card. Most of our clients see results within the first month. Month 2 is better because you don't have to go through the whole process again.
So the second month I can see result. Okay.
No, you could still see results here, but the problem is you're 2 weeks in. You're 2 weeks
okay.
in, and you're flipping out.
Okay. Okay. Well, next time when
you
sign...
I hope you like the website that we built for you. I hope you like the Facebook listing and
Everything you guys do is great. One of the things that I don't like it is on the Facebook page, I have a cast of people use the picture on the website to advertising his company with my jobs that I getting done.
Stole your pictures?
Yes, I call early and the lady on the splash with the customer service,
really.
She says she cannot do anything about. But the person,
yeah. She
says
you were yelling at her. That's
no, because
I
was no.
Leo, hold on. Hey.
Yeah.
I want to say this, okay? If we're gonna work with you moving forward, you can't be calling people yelling at them. You can't do that. Those people are there to help you. No. You hear me out. If you're going to be aggressive with people, we could be aggressive. We could burn the whole thing down and just hide it and just part ways with you. These people are calling you to help you. And what I'm not going to be okay with is these people calling you to help you and you're cussing at them because they're trying to help you and they'll listen to you and they'll tell you the truth. But for some reason, you have a problem with the truth. If somebody stole those things, sure, we could send them messages. We could send them cease and desist letters and emails, but if they don't respond to those emails and they don't care, then the other option is what we're gonna go get a lawyer and lawyer.
Well, that's a different. This is a different option of what Lily said. You know what Lily said? Oh, I say, hey, this is what happened, and that's one of the main reason I called today, and then I tell her, hey, this is what's going on. I explained to her like 3 times, and she's like, I don't know what's exactly the problem. And I say, hey, this is what's going on. Someone else is stealing the pictures on the page that you guys created on Facebook, and he using on his profile. Is any way can report or anything? He's like, no, we don't have control of that. Now you're telling me, you guys can report something. That's a different. So I say,
yeah,
okay.
Even if you do it, it's not going to result in anything. So Lily's just keeping it real with you, man. The truth is we could say, hey, you stole these pictures, right? And then they could say, hey, well, whatever, we're going to use them, which I'm sure was already their mindset when they stole it in the first place. So we could send them an email going, hey, if you don't do this, then we're going to take legal action. And they're going to say, okay, we'll take legal action. And a lot of the times when you go down that road, it doesn't really result in the favor. It's just pictures. It's digital stuff. Anything you put out into the world is public. So a lot of times they take it, you know, it's content and it gets taken, and it's not like somebody stole your truck, somebody stole your clothes. You know, it's a different thing. It's not a tangible product. So it's not something where it carries weight in a government system or a small claims court. It's a digital photograph. It's not a tangible piece of property. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. So she's just keeping it real with you. Lily's a really very sweet person. She's honestly one of the nicest reps that we have. And I assigned her to the account to be able to help you. You know, she's like one of the nicest people here, to be honest. A lot of times people start yelling at them and they just hang up. They don't have to deal with people yelling at them, you know. And so when she's trying to tell you something and it's not what you want to hear, I have the same problem with my wife sometimes. She'll ask me a question, and if I don't give her the answer she wants to hear, she starts going on this tangent, getting all angry. But we're telling you the truth. We're on your side at the end of the day to get you the final result. And I don't know how many people in the world are actually on your side trying to help your business thrive, but we're definitely those people, and you're screaming at us, yelling at us, telling us we're not helping you. When we built this whole website and everything, we've been working hard over the last 2 weeks on your profile and getting your business better presence online.
Yeah, totally makes sense what you guys do. I don't say you guys do a bad job on what you guys doing on there. The things that I was telling
you. We don't control the human beings, Leah. Like, we don't control the human beings. They have to actually go on Facebook. They have to actually go on Google after you're verified, see you, see the website, then call you. That's going to result in those jobs. If you're going, hey, I'm going 2 weeks, I spent $249, I'm going to freak out. It's like, okay, you could be.
No, I don't freak out. The only
2 months in at $500 spent, and then all of a sudden you got one job that's $3,000, and then you didn't even wait to get to that point because you're going, hey, I spent this, I want results now, And it's not a get-rich-quick scheme, you know? We're not here just making millionaires overnight by magically just putting them up there and getting everything up and running. We got to build this thing. We're building a house, right? We're building stuff that's going to stay. You don't build a house overnight. So if you want your business to be successful with this and do it long-term, you do have to have a certain amount of patience. It's called an investment for a reason. But there is return on investment.
Yeah, yeah.
You want return on investment 2 weeks in.
Yeah, now you say different things than what you said earlier when I signed up with you. That's a totally different picture.
I told you we were going to build your website. I told you we were going to build your Google business.
Yeah,
profile,
but now you say
mm-hmm.
Now you say this is a long term.
It is.
That's what
doesn't
you,
mean you.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you can't see results in early, because guys see results early too. I'm just not going to guarantee you that you're going to see results early.
Okay.
I never do
that.
Yeah,
this conversation is not going to end. I cannot wait and like tell you, if I don't like it, I cancel and that's it. That's very simple.
Okay.
I tell you what's my opinion and like I say, what I say is you should have said
You're telling me that, Leo, and I hear you, and I respect what you're saying, but we've also been doing it 21 years. So, you can get results within the first month. I'm not saying I guarantee you you're going to get this many. You say, hey, I need 3 to 6. I said, that's definitely possible because some businesses I've seen that happen, but I didn't guarantee you that's going to happen. There's a reason we say things the way we're going to say them. Because can it happen? Absolutely. Am I guaranteeing
yeah.
you 100%?
It's like
happen?
I say,
I do
look,
not.
It's like I say, if I don't see result in the first month or the second month, if I don't see what investment is coming out or I don't see any result, at least one or two jobs for the first 1 or 2 months, it's very simple. I cancel. That's what I said early. So, yeah.
So if you're giving
okay.
it 1 or 2 months, you still need to give us 2 to 6 more weeks to
okay.
get you that.
Yeah.
And that's easy, man. I'm telling you, we're
and
on
then,
track.
And
we're working.
Is anything you guys can do on the Facebook page?
I could try, but I'm telling you, I could send him a message. If you just want to text me, I texted you your website. Just text me the guy's site that's using the photo, so that way we can look
okay.
at it.
I took a screenshot on the name. How do you want me to send it back?
Yeah, just text it. It's easier if you could get a link and then text it to us, Leo.
Okay.
Get the link to the website, like his.com, and send it
okay.
in and be like, hey, this guy's using my photos for the website. Is there anything you could do with this? We're the ones who have the trademark on those photos, those stock images that come from Google. So, I mean, I could send a message and see what we could do. But are they your photos?
Yeah, they're the photos that you are using on the Facebook page.
Oh,
yeah,
Facebook
on the
page. Okay.
Yeah, and also the one you guys using on the website.
Okay, hold on. Which one on the website? I'm on your website right now. I sent you the link to the website too.
Is all the features on the website the
oh
the
ones that you sent in the gallery that we uploaded?
Yes.
Yeah, so he's using some of your photos.
Yep.
Those are personal photos. Okay. I got you. I'm looking at them now. Look,
it's not the personal. It's the one you guys using. The one I uploaded on the website, you know?
Yeah, and then we put them on the website. Yeah, you sent them
yeah,
to us.
Yeah,
yeah.
This is your... Your what's it called? Your cell phone?
That's the company line, yeah. But the 544 is my direct extension. If you hit 544, it calls me back directly.
But
to you when you signed up with me too. If you go through those text messages in there, you could see it all in there from when I signed you up. Mm-hmm.
How do you want me to send you the link on that guy that using my...
Just text it right back to that number that I text you the website on, that 877 number. Just put it in the reply and send it over. Like
can
you
text me again
Can
you text me again and say, hey...
Okay, I'll put Hey Leo on there.
Yeah, because I have a lot of customer and...
I texted you while we were on the phone. I'm sending it to this 503-421-3336.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. It should be coming here in just a second.
Okay. And then I can
website looks good, though. I like this website. I mean, I can send him a message, Leo, though, but I can't promise you that guy's going to cooperate.
Look, this is the screenshot that I send it. You can see the...
I would rather have the link to his site so I know who to contact. You know what I mean? Like, his website is going to have his number and his email address on his website. And then if I could also see the photos right there, I can, you know what I mean? We could reach out to him.
Okay.
So it's not just about having those pictures. Give me the link.
I will do it right now.
Okay. All right, man. Well, sorry things got heated, but I feel like I've been working hard for you, and I tried to give you a heck of a deal to help you get your business off the ground. But stick with us. Be patient with us, okay? And understand when my reps are trying to help you, man. We're on your team when we call you. Don't scream at them.
How do I go with you say you want what do you want?
The Google verification?
No, for him, the company.
Oh, the website. Give us his .com website, like the URL name.
How do I find him?
You know, your website is like leoslandscaping.net?
No, he had a Facebook, Nora.
Okay, same thing. You got to go to Facebook, find his page. Go to his page, and then just copy the link where you got that page, and then send it over to us.
I'm right here on his page already.
All right, here. I'm going to go to Facebook, see if I can find it. What's the name of him?
He's Jardinero Nopalero. I send you his screenshot with his name.
Okay. That's going to go to the company, but I need the name. Let me type it in right now. I'm going to go to Facebook, go up to Washington area, search businesses.
And then I send you the name
I'm typing it in right now, though. Just give it to me. I'm going to look him up.
It's a Jardinero.
Dinero? Okay.
No, Jardinero Nopalero.
H-A-R and then Dinero, D-A-N-E-R-O.
I can send you his name by text.
Okay. I got Jardinero. And then what was the last name?
Nopalero.
No.
I send you right now already by text.
Okay, here. Let me see if I can just copy it. Okay, I got it. With a J. Nopalero. Okay, got it. Let me look it up. Yeah, I spelled it way wrong. Okay. Boom, got it. Oh, yeah, that does look like your pictures right there. It just posted yesterday.
Yeah, check it out, all the pictures.
The roof. I see the roof right there, too. Yeah, I could just send him a message right here, even from our company Facebook page, and because nobody's even seen it yet. It was just posted yesterday at 12 o'clock.
Yeah, and you can see one day ago.
These are fake photos, not your photos. Yeah, this guy's crazy, man. He's got his pictures posted on there, too. He's not very smart, huh? He's got his pictures at the gym posted with his face, and he stole your pictures?
Yeah, you can see all the pictures. And then I.
Do you know this guy? Do you know him?
No, I don't know him.
How did you find out that he had your photos?
Because maybe an accident. He liked one of the pictures, and when I was checking the what's it called
the name. Yeah, you can see he put his profile picture as one of them.
Yeah, and then I was like, this guy, I was like, wait a minute. He using my picture, and I went to his web, of his profile, and I was like, shit, he using all my pictures.
San Fernando Senior High School in Portland, Oregon. Interesting.
Yeah, and then one day I called, he said, oh, beautiful world with you on Oregon, Washington, we're the best garden taking care of details. I was like, okay.
He's using it to try to make his own business.
Yeah, and he used all of mine. I was like, I mean, and even today, he added the other one, the one of the miners that we cut it, like the picture that he added on his
He's
profile.
Been doing this for a while though. Like I see some older ones from June 3rd. Like that was like before you even signed up with us. He took some of your work, it looks like. June 3rd? Like how would he get those pictures? From your old Facebook page?
On what?
On his Facebook, he has some landscaping photos on here that look like yours,
that
too.
That one is not mine.
Oh,
that's
okay.
It's just
the new ones.
Yeah, that's the new one. The one
he's probably been stealing all of these from people for a while, but most of the ones that he stole from you were just posted yesterday at like 12 o'clock.
Yeah, because like one day ago, and then I think on accident, he clicked, he liked my post, and this why I'll be available to, and when I see calls that guy, I was like, check, I was like, you know, I can get a notification, could I with the post or could I the pictures or whatever, you know, on Facebook. So I think when he tried to load the picture, he clicked, and then I'd be able to see him, and I went to his profile, and I see all the stuff, and I was like, I mean, like you say, it's nothing we can do, but, you know, it's, and I already sent a message also, that's well, from my personal Facebook, and then I tried to contact him, and then on the post, you can see, I comment him and say, hey, why you don't use your own features, your own job, you know?
Mm. Yeah. Imported to Meta and the Franchise Tax, or and the Better Business Bureau. Okay. I'll send him a message that he's been reported to Facebook Meta and the Better Business Bureau. Unfortunately, he doesn't have a business name up there. I almost want to wait until he actually posts what the business name is. Then you could really get him. You know what I mean? Like if he starts an LLC or something. But he didn't put his LLC or anything. He's just doing it under his name. And then it says, you're the best gardener, is taking care of details. So it's like he just wants people to contact him through his personal Facebook for some work. Okay, I'll try to figure out what the actual business is. It looks like they have some videos on here, some contractors. I think they're just independent contractors. Okay. I'm going through it now, Leo. I'll send him the message, though. I put together the a formal letter that he's been reported to the BBB and Facebook Meta for stealing another business owner's work. And, I mean, I can really do at that point. I'll still continue to try to follow the situation, though, through my personal Facebook page as well. See what I can do. All right. I'm sorry about that, man. Yeah, but there's really nothing I can do. Like, even if I tell him that and he's just like, nope. And then especially there's no business name up there or anything. It's really hard to go after him. You know, if they have their business name up there, we could kind of cripple the company to where he's just like, it's not worth dealing with. Just go ahead and delete it.
And there's no way we can report his name to the Facebook Meta, like he tell him, hey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. Like his personal account will be reported. So, I mean, you know, he might be like, I don't want to lose my personal account. Or he might just ignore it and then, you know.
Yeah, even I report him already.
Hmm.
Yeah, because
I mean, that's all we can do too.
Yeah, because when you click to, you want to refer him, they give you the option what kind, and I choose him the pictures that he using on my, and I say he using a pretend
stolen.
Be a business with my all projects.
Your business,
you know?
Yeah. I see what you're saying. So you would want them reported through the business Facebook page too that we can
Yeah, because.
For you.
You know, he using my business
to kind of promote him. Yeah, I mean,
I'll message Kyle downstairs too to see if instead of me just sending the message to him through Local Splash, I'll have them get into your Facebook page and see if they could just report it from your business Facebook as well.
Okay.
So it'll come through your business Facebook page reporting them for stealing your stuff.
Make sense?
Okay.
Yeah, and
that's understandable. But dude, that's really hard to understand, you know, and explain. Like the way you were explaining it, I could understand why Lily might have not understood what you were asking. But really what you would want would be for Kyle to report it. I totally get it.
We don't have control to who loaded the
message,
but
to actually
you
take
find,
it down.
Like example,
we could try.
Like example, if you find someone using your personal account or your personal pictures, all you can do is report him.
That's all you could do. Yeah, you just report the photos.
Yeah, report him. And then say, hey, this, you know, because I don't know what's the purpose on this guy.
Got it. All right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to send Kyle a message with your account. And then I will also send him this guy's Facebook page and name. So that way he knows where to find the photos and report them. And then he'll be able to log into the Facebook account and report them.
Okay.
All right. I'm doing that now.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, man. And then I apologize for
it's okay.
You know.
We're on your team, man. We're on your team. Just remember that. There's not many people that are on your team. Everybody wants to steal your jobs. They want to have their business succeed and have your business not succeed. We're on your side to help your company succeed. So don't scream at these people, man. Just talk to us. We'll help you out as best as we can. All of our customers, we try to take care of them as best as we possibly can.
Okay.
All right, Leo. Have a great rest of your day. I'll send this message over, and then if I get any response back from Kyle, I'll let you know.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. You have a great day. Pretty sure Kyle can do that. Can go into the business Facebook page for this guy and report the stolen photos on that account. That was really what he wanted.